make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
If you're struggling with over $10,000 in credit card debt, listen up. The following information could save you a lot of money. The credit card companies don't want you to know this, but if you can't afford to pay off all your credit card debt, I've got news for you. You may not have to. Call 1-800-900-0140. I'm not talking about bankruptcy. I'm not talking about debt consolidation. I'm talking about Credit Associates, experts at negotiating down credit card debt to a lot less than you owe. To find out how much of your debt could be forgiven, call 1-800-900-0140. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible, without bankruptcy or debt consolidation. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk to call. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-0140. 1-800-900-0140.
El Paso's coolest winter event is back.
Winterfest, presented by the Hospital of Providence and Providence Children's Hospital, is open now through January 5th.
Enjoy ice skating at the Arts Festival Plaza in downtown El Paso and relax in the Texas Gas Service Warming Tent.
Enjoy tasty treats by delicious Mexican eatery in the Holiday Cafe and more.
It's free to see and only $8 to skate. Open 7 days a week.
Season passes are also available.
Buy tickets at the rink or buy tickets in advance and get more info at epwinterfest.com.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Jeffries.
The U.S.-led coalition in Iraq denies conducting a second deadly airstrike north of Baghdad. A group of Iraqi parliamentary forces said six people were killed in an airstrike early today near their camp. Iraqi state television says it was a U.S. airstrike. A spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition, however, tweeted that it has not conducted airstrikes north of Baghdad recently. On Friday, a U.S. airstrike at Baghdad's airport killed Iran's top general. President Trump says one of the world's leading terrorists is gone.
Soleimani was plotting imminent and sinister attacks on American diplomats and military personnel, but we caught him in the act and terminated him.
Speaking at his Mar-a-Lago resort, Trump defended the U.S. airstrike that killed Iranian General Qassem Soleimani yesterday. Trump told the nation the airstrike was ordered to stop a war, not start a war. Democrats are using their weekly address to talk about the upcoming impeachment trial. In his remarks, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen said new information released this week shows the need for witnesses and documents to be part of the trial. So far, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has denied requests to include witnesses. After a two-week holiday recess, it's still unclear when President Trump's impeachment trial might begin. Australia's massive brush fires continue to burn out of control. Hundreds of fires along Australia's east coast are being fanned by strong winds and high temperatures. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says unusual conditions have led to the severity of the fires.
We have seen this disaster escalate to an entirely new level. This length of season is, of course, in many senses unprecedented. But the ferocity and the absence of dousing rains that would normally bring a season like this under greater control is nowhere in sight.
More than 12 million acres of land have already burned so far this fire season. The size and scale of the new fires is prompting evacuations in New South Wales and other coastal areas. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
The iHeartRadio app is
super easy.
They do the work for me.
Playlist for everything.
You can browse a ton of categories.
Whatever you're doing or feeling.
It helps my mood.
It's sort of like Netflix for my podcast. But it's free, which is way better.
Comedy, sports,
entertainment,
crime, business.
Did I mention it's all free?
I love free.
I got it for radio, but I love podcasts, and I discovered that they have all of them.
I mean, who wouldn't love it?
The iHeartRadio app. Radio, music, podcasts, all free. Free never sounded better. Download the iHeartRadio app today.
Happy New Year! Woohoo! It's 2020, and I've got a New Year's resolution solution. Scott Lehman here from El Paso Auto Center, and I resolve to help you get a nicer, newer car. We're celebrating 2020 by giving you up to $2,000 more than your old car is worth, and with only $20 down. If your old ride is spewing pollution, drop it like a bad habit and leave last year behind. Make a resolution that's easy to keep, because my New Year's credit solution is guaranteed to get you approved and driving a nicer, newer car faster than you can say El Paso AutoCenter.com. Even if your credit had a bad year. year. So stop the commotion and get in motion for just $20 down. That's right, just $20 to start 2020. Last year is done and the new year's begun. Let us make 2020 your best year ever. Come see me on Gateway East, just west of Lee Trevino, or call our resolution hotline at 519-1100. Or see all the cars at ElPasoAutoCenter.com. That's ElPasoAutoCenter.com. I'm Scott Lehman, and I'm a dealer for the people. Woo!
Requires bank approval, $16 for 1,000 for all, 4.9% for 72 months. Negative equity may be refinanced.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. Apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
Father Time is undefeated. Listen, it's okay. We're all getting a bit older and maybe don't look or feel as good as we used to. Thankfully, there's GreatLifeNow.com. They have proven solutions to help melt belly fat, increase mood and memory, boost energy, and bring the spark back to your love life. When you visit GreatLifeNow.com, you'll see some amazing stories and the amazing results. GreatLifeNow.com's products are the safe and natural way to start looking and feeling great again. They're made proudly here in the USA in an FDA-registered facility and are back with an industry-leading 90-day money-back guarantee. Look and feel young again. Visit GreatLifeNow.com and you'll get free shipping. You have nothing to lose other than stubborn belly fat. Start the new year off on the right foot. Visit GreatLifeNow.com and see which product makes the most sense for you. 2020 is here. Stop waiting. Visit GreatLifeNow.com. That's GreatLifeNow.com.
Celebrate the season with family and friends at the Winterfest Ice Skating Rink. Go to epwinterfest.com for details.
Stay tuned and stay informed with News Radio 690, KTSM, an iHeartRadio station.
We parents hear our kids say lots of things that can get us pretty worked up. Things like,
look, Ma, no hands.
And,
ouch, that hurts.
Look, you'll never completely stop worrying about your kids. But you can breathe a little easier with free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP programs in your state. The truth is, they're covering more kids and teens than ever before. So even if you've applied in the past, even if you don't qualify, your kids can now be eligible for regular doctor and dentist visits, prescriptions, and more. So the next time you hear,
ooh, I don't feel so good,
relax. Your kids can be covered.
Get us kids covered today. Families of four earning up to $49,200 a year or more may qualify. Just go to insurekidsnow.gov. or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at KTSMradio.com. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block off East Cotton, open 7 days a week. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It is the place to be for El Paso history. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. For the year.
We think you're there. It's really good.
For the decade.
Hey, even better. Good to see you here up in Adam. Good morning and et cetera. We have the radio show KTSM AM 690 normally out there. But, you know, on a given day, you have
today?
To check, you know, on a given day. But we've also, and we're the guys that say Texas history begins in El Paso, as always. And that's actually quite true. But, you know, we're on the internet somewhere. What's that all about?
Well, you can go to ktsmradio.com, where you can click on the iHeartRadio link and listen to us anywhere in the world, in the planet, in the universe. So who knows what beyond.
It's out there. We'll see if they can call us. And we'll get some callers here in a bit. We also have that trivia.
Yes, we do. We've got trivia for both hours today, two questions each hour, and a $20 coupon for winners, $20 coupons to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
They got good stuff out there. And in the second hour, you got Amigos.
First hours, we got Pepe's, too.
Today's a change. We're going to go to Amigos for lunch today.
Yes, I will not be with you, but...
You're not going to make it?
No,
Pepe's
no.
is closed until Tuesday.
Yes.
They went out. I think they're out gambling. We don't talk about that,
after the holidays, all that cooking and shipping of food. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, at Mission Del Rey, you can get 20% off of everything in the store if you mention this radio show ad right now. Say, hey, I heard that guy talk about 20%. What are you talking? That's today through 5 o'clock. See what happens. And if you get out there and talk them in tomorrow, that's your business.
There you go.
And the history moment's happening?
Yes, we're going to be talking about the Bobby Fuller Four, who are from El Paso, and their short little trip to Hollywood and what happened out there.
And we talk about what they did in El Paso. That was a big deal. All right, let's talk about the radio goings on here. Again, I mentioned going to go to Amigos today. That's at 2000 Montana. But today is an interesting day for El Paso radio and also music history.
That's right.
We got a couple of music historians in here. We're going to say hello to them. Rick Kern, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Morning.
We're good. Welcome here. And you got brought Sam Stevenson with you.
Good morning.
And good, you're both here.
Yes.
And I can hear both of you. What a concept.
Live and still kicking.
Excellent.
That's a good thing.
You know, we could do a radio show like this. Why don't we just
we're
do that?
We're upright, breathing.
But also, both you guys were in the music scene 50 years ago?
A long time ago.
A while back, you were in the music scene, Rick Kern. Explain who you guys are, because you were in a band together one time.
Well, we were. And in fact, Sam and I both came out of different bands. He played with a group called West Wind. I was playing with a group called the West Hampton Barge. I was their last drummer. And then we became the Basic Sound after that. We played at the Nice Club at the Roadway Inn. And then that kind of morphed into the band that Sam and I had called Macadamia.
All right, Sam, what are you willing to admit to?
I plead the fifth.
But you also played the guitar, right?
Yes. Guitar, harmonica, bass, sang, dance.
Are we going to hear some of your work on the recordings we have today?
Yes.
Yes. Well, a couple of clips.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. We also have got a bunch of people on the phone here ready to talk. Rick, where do you want to go?
Well, what I'd like to do is let's kick this thing off right now with our first clip, Mike.
El Paso Rock! Rockin' and rollin' to the El Paso Rock. Welcome, Wesley Harden. Got himself shot.
Who was that?
That guy was one of the just greatest musicians that was revered by so many musicians in El Paso. He is Long John Hunter, and he came from Louisiana. In 1957, he came to El Paso, and he was playing at the Lobby over in Juarez for 13 years and played at the King's X here in El Paso.
I remember that guy. That was great.
He was phenomenal. He was revered by Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top, Buddy Holly, Bobby Fuller. All these guys went to see him, and they loved his music. He was quite not just a musician, but a great performer. He put on a show.
What's next here on your hit parade? Sam, you got something?
Well, I was just going to add that snippet of that El Paso Rock is pretty much Long John's signature song. He's recorded it several times over the years. the one that we heard was recorded in 1984, though he recorded the first version back in 1961. And the flip side, this is interesting, the flip side of that one from 1984 is called She Used to Be My Woman, which he had recorded earlier in 1954 on the Duke label. So he's been around a while.
Were recording machines invented by then?
Yeah, well, you know, let me tell you that particular song, that recording was issued both on 45 RPM and 78.
I'll be darned. All right, Rick, where are we going next here, buddy?
Sam's going to do the next one. Go ahead and take the next one, Sam.
Are we doing the next clip?
Yeah.
Yes.
Three, two, one. Mike, go.
You might get into it.
there.
Yeah, wake up on a Saturday morning, wasn't it?
Wake up, everyone.
Who was that?
That was Bob Taylor and the Counts, a song called Thunder, written by Bob Taylor.
I remember Thunder Reef. It sounded something like that.
Well, the song was recorded. This was from 1958. The song was re-recorded in 1965 as Thunder Reef by the Shindigs, who was actually Bobby Fuller Four before they came. They used the name Bobby Fuller Four. Bob Keane, who was the he's a musician, producer, and owner of the Delphi Records, was working with Bobby Fuller back in the day, and he was hoping to get them booked as the house band for that old TV show called Shindig.
I'll be darned. Yeah.
And that's why they went with the name, and the record was issued as the Shindigs.
Now, didn't Bobby Fuller get on Shindig at one point?
He was on one of those shows.
Actually, he did several. Okay, they did the
Hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo was one that we've got up on YouTube and everything, but... we've got to move along because we've got callers coming in that I need to get on the show.
Who do you want to go to?
Right now, I want to skip number three and go back and pick up three after we do the next one, Mike. Okay, so go ahead and hit number four, okay?
You know love makes a fool of you. You do anything that it wants you to. Love.
You know, that Bobby Fuller sound, I just think of Fender guitars. Really, really do.
There's just nothing like it. I mean, it's just a phenomenal sound. On the phone right now, I want to bring in Larry Thompson. Larry Thompson was one of the very first drummers, actually the first drummer that played with Bobby before they became the Bobby Fuller Four. Actually, he was not with them when they became the Bobby Fuller Four. But you there, Larry?
I'm here.
Glad to have you on board with us, man. You know, I want you to talk a little bit about the Fanatics and you and Billy and what that entailed.
Well, that I got out of the service and came back to El Paso and played around a little bit and got asked by Bobby to play in the band. And what an exciting band. A lot of high energy there. And that was, you know, it seems like yesterday, but it certainly wasn't. But it was a high energy group, and Bobby, there's nobody like him. The guy was just into it, you know, all the time. So
I know you and Billy were really integral parts of that sound and everything. In fact, one of the famous pictures that we see on the internet all the time is you guys playing on top of the Buck Rogers travel booth right there at Bassett Center, and
had to climb ladders to get up there.
Exactly. Well, we're going to keep moving on this thing. I know you guys left to go play with Joe Ritchie, and then right after that is when the Bobby Fuller Four was formed. But we got Dalton standing by, so thanks for calling in. You know, we appreciate it, Larry, and we'll get with you later on. Okay.
Okay. Great. Have a good time. Hello, Dalton.
Thanks,
talk
buddy.
To you later, man.
Where's Dalton here?
You there, DP?
We need to find Dalton, and I don't think you got him on here. I've got Bill and Howard. I got those two. And line four is calling in again. That might be...
Might be Dalton.
Catch line four real quick, Shelley. We're not going to do that. All right, to move on to something else here. Then. Oh, four is Larry. We got that. You got Howard and you got Bill.
Okay. Yeah, we got Howard and we got Bill. All right, Howard... Yeah, Dalton was supposed to be calling in, and
we had him, but he dropped off.
He dropped off. Okay. Well,
where do you want to go?
You there, Howard?
I don't have it punched up. You need him?
Try
it now.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Well, now we got you.
Okay. Yeah. The phone line. The phone line's pretty busy. I got to tell you.
I had to
call in a couple times.
Shelley's going crazy in there. Well, what's on your mind? Go ahead, Howard.
Well, you know, I was a part of this early El Paso history and proud to be such. You know, I moved to El Paso in the late 50s, and the band at the school I was going to was actually the Counts and the Embers, and Jim Reese taught me how to play bass, and that's how I became a bass player. And you know, through the evolution of the bands there, I know that my favorite one was probably the Embers when It was Dalton, myself, and Jim, and Bobby Fuller was the drummer.
That's right. Yeah, that's and that's what's so interesting about back in those days is you guys played multiple instruments, you know, and a lot of Bobby gets credit for being a guitar player, but he played drums as good or even better than most drummers. I mean, and to be a drummer in that band, and Dalton is, of course, going to talk about that here in a minute.
But, yeah.
I got Dalton on here now. Go ahead.
You know, the interesting thing with that is I forget exactly how I met Bobby. But we needed a drummer because we were going through changes with Googie and with Jerry. And so we're playing a gig, and there's the piano backstage. And we take a break, and Bobby walks back there and starts playing the piano like it's a natural instrument. And I talked to him. He says, yeah, I play guitar too. So that was an interesting revelation. We let him play a song that night. Of course, he went on to be history.
Well, you know... We got to move on, Howard. But I also want to give you a plug. Howard went on to become one of the best music engineers in the business. He discovered the band Toto. For those of you all that, that know that group, they did Africa. They had a lot of big hits, and he's produced Ringo, Streisand, Coolidge, Leo Sayer, Diana Ross. I've sat in on some of Howard's work out in L.A. when our band was out there, and he's phenomenal. So thank you for being part of the show today, and we'll. We'll stay in touch, okay, buddy?
Well, yeah, thank you very much for inviting me.
You bet. Dalton, you there?
I'm here.
All right, everybody. We've got Dalton Powell from the Bobby Fuller Four on with us right now. And what's on your mind, buddy? What's going on? First of all...
I'm just looking forward to your show here.
What was your role? You were the drummer. This is Jackson here. Dalton, you were the drummer of the Fuller Four for a while, right?
I was Bobby's first drummer and his last drummer, and there were a bunch of them in between. But when he broke off from the Embers, he knew that I was able to keep a beat, and somehow he liked what I played. So he took me, and I started playing drums with him.
That could work out.
His first drummer and his last drummer.
Tell everybody that story that you and I talked about yesterday.
Oh, yeah, my introduction to the big time.
You bet.
Well, when I first went out to play with Bobby, he'd been calling me off and on for about a year. He was never really happy with playing. And I finally, in November, I was up in Santa Fe freezing to death, and he called, and I said, here I come. So I joined him, and we played for a while at a club called PJ's over on Santa Monica. And that New Year's, we were booked at a club called It's a Boss over on the Sunset Strip. It was a teen club that originally been the Whiskey A Go-Go, I think.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
But we were booked for the New Year's, and they booked the bands back then like 9 months ahead so they could get the top groups for New Year's. And they booked us as a headliner, and they had an opening act. And that summer, in August, Sonny and Cher came out with I Got You, Babe, and they were the biggest act in the country. Every time you turned on the TV, you saw Sonny and Cher. And it turns out that they were our opening act.
How about that? Huh?
So we went in, and they got all these guys from the Wrecking Crew. These are the top studio guys in L.A., and that was their band, and that was our opening act. And, boy, you talk about intimidating.
Well,
but we already had a following, so it worked out okay. The kids liked us anyway. But I remember one thing. I was in the dressing room, and I was reading the names on the wall of this club. And I asked Jim, I said, what the hell is a Jefferson Airplane?
Oh, my God.
You'll find out, right?
He said, that's some band that comes down from San Francisco to play here once in a while. But Sonny and Cher were our opening act, and that was kind of my introduction to the big time.
Excellent.
Well, we appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for being part of this. We're going to keep this thing flowing along, okay? But
we're going to take a break here at this point, Rick Kurt, and we have Sam Stevenson in here. We got to move along to the things we're doing,
because
we're going to have to clear some of these numbers, Shelley, so we can get some trivia people in here. That's the next thing we're doing here. Sorry about that. So, what do you have
Thank
a trivia?
Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks a lot.
You take
her easy.
Thank you, buddy.
You take her easy, dude. All right, what are you getting away at trivia?
Well, we've got the first question we're going to have here for a coupon to Pepe's or a Mission Del Rey Southwest is Rick Kern and Sam both had a band that was very, very popular here in El Paso. What was the name of that band? We spoke specifically on this
oh,
one.
Oh, no. Do we know that?
Yes,
do you guys remember it? No, don't say it. You guys are not, you're not too fog-brained. You can still think about this old...
And I'm going to ask you also afterwards where you got the name for that band. It's kind of a unique
and
name.
And you have a second question going?
And the second one is, where did teens go in the 60s to hear a lot of El Paso bands? We mentioned some of the name of those bands earlier on also. And we have like, I have like three names. If you can come up with one of those names, we'll go with that. It's kind of a loose one.
State that again.
Where did the teens go to listen? Teens and young adults, where did you go to listen to El Paso bands in the 1960s here in El Paso? And there are like three names that I have here that we talked about.
Okay.
We mentioned
we'll work on that and see what happens.
That's right.
Call. They have to call the same number these guys are calling in on. So
that's right.
If those guys are in the line, we'll have to move them off.
Yeah.
And the number is
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry, we're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
The iHeartRadio app is
podcasts, music.
I can make playlists.
Like a one-stop shop, basically.
So easy to use.
I don't have to think about it. It's just tap here, tap there.
Not only on my phone, but on all three of my kids' iPads.
I like to dance to it.
I love that it's free, and I get all the music.
And then I discovered podcasts.
All the best podcasts are on this app.
Totally free.
The iHeartRadio app. Radio, music, podcasts, all free. Free never sounded better. Download the iHeartRadio app today.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits to transfer? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 200 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text ASU to 35517. Learn for yourself why ASU is ranked number one for innovation by U.S. News and World Report. And learn to thrive with Arizona State University. For more information about ASU Online, text ASU to 35517. That's ASU to 35517.
El Paso's coolest winter event is back.
Winterfest, presented by the Hospital of Providence and Providence Children's Hospital, is open now through January 5th.
Enjoy ice skating at the Arts Festival Plaza in downtown El Paso and relax in the Texas Gas Service Warming Tent.
Enjoy tasty treats by delicious Mexican eatery in the Holiday Cafe and more.
It's free to see and only $8 to skate. Open 7 days a week.
Season passes are also available.
Buy tickets at the rink or buy tickets in advance. And get more info at epwinterfest.com.
Shirley and her husband had a long-awaited dream to replace their patio door. Then,
my husband happened to see the ad from Dream Style in the newspaper. And he said, you know, I think it's about time we do this.
And how did the Dream Style team do?
Oh, They were fantastic. They were so knowledgeable and professional and so nice. They just really, really worked to get it right. And everything was spotless when they left.
How about the product?
We love the door. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. It's just so beautiful.
And once it was installed?
Oh my gosh, that really opened up this room. It was a very good idea.
This month only, save up to $270 per window and $770 per door. Plus, take advantage of easy financing with 1 year, no payments or interest, or choose payments as low as $99 per month. Take it from Shirley.
Dream Style. It's a great company. I'm very, very pleased.
Call now. 915-975-6626. 915-975-6626. 915-975-6626.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got the lines full. We got a lot going on here. Got to tell you some things about what is happening. We basically have archery today. They didn't call and cancel?
Nope.
Archery at the Museum of Archaeology, 11 to 2, 212-3272. Give them a call. They have over 50 people coming out there on a given day.
Oh, I know.
And you better watch where you're shooting out there.
Shoot each other.
Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show. Take a look at that. We're up there doing stuff. There was almost 7,000 people looking at this promo for today's show.
Over 10,000.
Oh, it kicked up.
Yeah, I posted it up on the
10,000 plus
History Alliance and my page.
I think they're all out there. Also, another thing to remind you of is ABC7 series. We've now put them on YouTube at El Paso History TV. What do you got?
Well, UTEP College of Liberal Arts is holding its 23rd annual El Paso History Day Saturday, February 22nd. This year's theme is Breaking Barriers in History. Students are encouraged to choose a topic in local, national, or world history and to investigate its historical significance. Top winners can go on to state and national finals. Now, registration closed Monday, February 10th. More information, you can give a call to Charles H. Martin at 747-7055.
All right, we got music trivia on the brain here. We got people on the phone here. We got Raul. Raul, good morning.
Good morning, Raul.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing fine. Okay.
We got a trivia for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Did you want to answer the question one or question two?
The place that kids used to go to in the 60s.
Okay, you name one of those.
The Frijoli.
He said yes.
Okay.
You see, that wasn't on your list, was it?
One, but
we're
going to
take it because that's a good idea.
That was for the hippies.
The hippies went there.
Ricky Nelson even played there.
I'll be darned.
Oh,
good for
gosh.
You. So you were there, I bet, right?
It was a very well-known place. I knew a lot of musicians. I grew up in the Burgess area and met guys like Tim Lyons and Bill Rose, Mario Otero, Eric Cooksey.
What a crew. Wow.
Know all those names.
Some good guys.
Yeah. The Henchman, Paul Dillon, and then who was the other guy?
Could we say that today?
Tim Ballard, I think, was
it. We should have had him here today.
Hey, life goes on. Let's do what we can here. Raul, you got yourself a prize here. Pick one. Is it Pepe's or is it Mission Del Rey?
Pepe's.
You got it.
And Raul, they're closed today, but we're going to go down to Hookie's and sit there at Amigos, so we'll see you down there if you like it. But Shelly will come on and tell you to pick this up, all right?
Thank you. Great topic. Enjoying the show like always.
Thanks for holding it. Hold on here. Thanks a lot. And who else do we got here? We got Jerry on. Hey, Jerry, are you on three? That's not Jerry.
Nope.
Who do I got here left here? Let's go to Roy. Roy, you on the radio, Roy?
Okay, we want Roy here in a little bit.
Yes, hi. This is Roy Penny.
That's after.
Oh, okay. I got the wrong Roy.
Hold on
a second here. I killed him. Roy, call back. Sorry about that. Not easy here. We got too many phone calls coming in, basically. Okay, where do I need to go? Shelly, what do you got here? You got, pick one up there. Johnny's on three.
I don't know.
Is he trivia?
I don't know who Johnny is.
Johnny, I got you on the radio. Go ahead. We got Johnny?
Hello?
Yes, Johnny, good morning.
Yeah, this is Johnny Thompson. Is Rick there?
Oh, Johnny, yeah, okay,
oh,
perfect.
Okay.
God, man.
Hey, I was just, you're famous. You were famous. I've been trying to call, and they're like, hold on, man.
I was going to go, I don't even know who Johnny is. He wasn't supposed to be the caller, but we got JT, one of the best DJs from El Paso.
Absolutely. I remember him when he was on, you were on Kelp, weren't you?
Kelp, Kent, and yeah, both of those.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great
and,
stuff.
And he was one of the drummers for Long John and played, what, 5 years, right, at the King's X with him?
Yeah, with John, yeah, mostly at the X, yeah, I was his drummer for about 5-6 years. I got to tell you, it was great here in Dalton and Howard. Howard was the engineer when I was at KINT, and he could make our equipment work when there was nothing to work with.
So like, can we have him?
Can he come over here, please?
Yeah, we need some help
we'll
in here.
We don't pay much, but
we pay nothing.
Yeah, we paid coupons.
You have to pay. You have to pay to work here.
We weren't paid back there anyway. Anyway, Rick, you said to call, and so that's why I called. So here I am.
I'm glad you did, Guy. Thank you, and sorry you had to wait so long. We need to get to the next song.
Thanks a lot, Johnny. You take her easy.
See you later, JT.
All right,
man. Listen, you guys have some fun, and I'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Man. Thanks a lot. All right, what are you up for there, Rick?
Let's go for number 7, Mike.
Number 7.
That group there is called the Four Frogs. That was in 64. And, yeah, you probably didn't hear much about these guys, but they were one of Steve Krosno's projects. He had a label called the Frogs Death label. These guys
I
recorded
remember that.
Yeah, they
Frogs
were
Death. That's
Frogs
weird.
Frogs Death. And we got Bill Withers on the line. Bill?
Where is Bill? All right, got to find him. Is that Bill? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Bill.
Good morning. We're here.
Okay, I'm glad, man. Tell us about the Four Frogs.
Hey, well, you know what? There were 5 of us, and I don't know why we wound up with 4, but that's the irony of the group, I guess.
It's called Frog's Legs. Somebody had Frog's Legs.
That was later in life. Anyway, you know, we were a garage band that never practiced in the garage, but there were 5 of us, actually. Drummer was Bert Peters, magnificent drummer. The head of the group was Colin Flanagan. He since passed, just a really, really great musician. John Nelson on bass and Bill Withers on guitar.
And Claude Pirelli.
Oh, yeah. He was the singer, man. What a voice this guy had. He was really, really a great guy. Very talented. Haven't heard really anything from any of these guys but I'll tell you.
One of the things I like the most about you guys is your sound. You had such a great surf sound, and I just was so impressed with that. And when I do my talks, this is one of the songs I always use because I don't think there was any other group in El Paso that personified the surf sound, the Dick Dale really high-quality surf sound that you guys had. It was phenomenal. Now, you guys did perform live in a few places, but you were primarily a recording group, right?
Primarily, yes, recording. The sound, really, I give that to Steve Krosno. What a magnificent guy he was. He had a great recording studio, and, boy, he mixed that up as best as he could, and he did well.
Well, he did. Well, man, we got to keep moving. Thank you so much for calling in, Bill.
Thanks for inviting me. You all have a great day.
You take your easy.
Care.
Let me add something here. He did mention Colin Flanagan, who was leader of the group. And Colin Flanagan was also a member of a group called the Chancellors, who also recorded. And he also released a record on the Sumi label under the name of David Kaflin.
Yes.
Why he did that, we don't know. That's a mystery. But all these songs, all 6 songs on all 3 records, were written by Colin Flanagan.
Busy stuff here. We're going to talk more about it in a minute. Taking a break here, and look at us on Facebook. You're going to have some pictures up there, and we have a lot of information there already. All right, Mike, you ready? 3, 2, 1. Back in a moment.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Happy New Year! Woohoo! It's 2020, and I've got a New Year's resolution solution. Scott Lehman here from El Paso Auto Center, and I resolve to help you get a nicer, newer car. We're celebrating 2020 by giving you up to $2,000 more than your old car is worth, and with only $20 down. If your old ride is spewing pollution, drop it like a bad habit and leave last year behind. Make a resolution that's easy to keep, because my New Year's credit solution is guaranteed to get you approved and driving a nicer, newer car faster than you can say ElPasoAutoCenter.com. Even if your credit had a bad year. So stop the commotion and get in motion for just $20 down. That's right, just $20 to start 2020. Last year is done and the new year's begun. Let us make 2020 your best year ever. Come see me on Gateway East, just west of Lee Trevino, or call our resolution hotline at 519-1100. Or see all the cars at ElPasoAutoCenter.com. That's ElPasoAutoCenter.com. I'm Scott Lehman, and I'm a dealer for the people. Woo!
Requires bank approval, $16 for 1,000 borrow, 4.9% for 72 months. Negative equity may be refinanced.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. Apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
What are we watching on TV these days? Celebrities arguing? Staged romances? Political experts spatting like children? If you want TV that stimulates your brain, check out Curiosity Stream. Thousands of documentaries and shows covering history, nature, food, science, and more. And for a limited time this holiday season, Curiosity Stream is 40% off with promo code IHEART, making a year subscription just $11.99. Go to curiositystream.com/iHeart now to sign up.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563, and by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We have music flying everywhere. We got more coming here, by the way. Southwest Chapter Railway Locomotive Historical Society meeting Wednesday, January the 8th, El Serape Restaurant at 6 p.m. Get a hold of them. The big boy visit to El Paso is their topic. Harvey Girls of El Paso meeting Monday, January 13th, Union Passenger Station, 2 p.m. And it'd be Fred Harvey's Legacy Continues. Call this number, 591-2326, for more information. And Jewel?
I have El Paso Corral of the Westerners International Number 26 will meet Friday, January 17th at the Holiday Inn at Sunland Park on Sunland Park Drive. And the program is The Apache Origins in El Paso, presented by Max Grossman. And dinner or program is only $20. You must RSVP by January 13th to 915-759-9538. And then the tramway's got the Woman's Hike tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. If you'd like more details,
I'm not going to make it.
Please call. Well, you look good in a skirt.
Oh, yeah.
Diana Moy at office.
How many skirts have you been in lately? Don't go there.
Call 562-9899 for more details.
All right, we missed number 10. Let's go to Roy on the phone here. Roy, we're supposed to be playing some music for you, Roy, but in the meantime, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, thank you. Talk to Rick about your history with music in El Paso. Well, what did you do?
Go ahead, Rick.
Well, first of all, Roy was one of the guys that I just idolized. We used to go to the Cathedral Dance and see him play. He had a band called The Chains, and they're phenomenal. You got that clip ready to play, Mike? Number 10?
Not happening. Okay.
Number 10?
Not happening.
Okay. Well, anyway, this is an incredible player. He left El Paso. What year did you guys get out of here? I don't remember.
early 70s, I think it was, Rick, we sort of all went different directions.
Yeah. These guys came and played our Border Legends show a few years ago and just were phenomenal. Roy is one of those guys that Sonny Melendres was booked, you know, produced these guys. They played at McKelligan Canyon a bunch and Cathedral. And I remember seeing these guys play on Friday nights after the game dances, and they were incredible.
Well, it was a great time, Rick, and we all live in different parts of the country now. Brian, our keyboard man, and Ron Hilburn, our lead guitar player, both live in Texas. And my brother, Tor, and I both live in Florida. And Ted Wood, our drummer, lives in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, it's incredible. Well, and it's neat that we've been able to stay in touch all these years and keep the memories alive. And sorry we didn't get your clip played today, but we'll, you know, everybody remembers I Ain't Gonna Eat Out My Heart Anymore.
Oh, that's a great song. Can we get this one here, Mike? Number 10? You got number 10? That's not going to happen. Okay, sorry about that. Well, I'm sorry we don't have your Chains music. I remember you guys. You guys were fabulous. I saw you in Redoso, and it was fabulous
to hear you
guys. Oh, yeah. No, I'm glad to hear you on the show this morning. Thank you for calling, and we're going to move on, but thank you very much. You take her easy.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Rick. Take care.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks a lot. All right, shall we go to another one, Mr. Rick? What have you?
Let's do number 11.
Number 11. Do you have an 11 ready to go?
Yeah, because you know what I want, and that's something you ain't got to live. Hey!
Wreck You Up. Who was that?
Anyway, that group there was called the West Hampton Barge. I was the last drummer that played with that group. It was in 1967, 68. Played a lot of neat shows out at Fort Bliss. UTEP, played at UTEP with them. I think one of the nights I remember the most about this band is we were playing Eric Burdon's song called Sky Pilot out at Fort Bliss, and we just about got booed off the stage because... that's not a Air Force base. So anyway, but it was an interesting night. We managed to get through it all right.
Who all was in it?
That was Don Luciano, Teensy Talavera, David Karam, Jack Barrett, and of course he was the drummer, and then I became the drummer after that. So
Sky Pilot was played in the Coliseum. I remember when they showed up. They played they actually had a projection on a bunch of smoke up in the sky. And I'd never seen that before.
Cool.
That was fabulous. And it was an animal film, those guys. All right, where are we going now here?
Okay, we got, let's go ahead and play number 12, Mike.
Number 12. All right, here we go. We're going to go to Randy. No, we're going to go to Barry. Hey, Barry, good morning.
Hey, what's happening?
We want Barry and Randy both. If we can
oh,
get
we
Randy
do?
In there,
okay, yes, let me get them all up here then. We'll get them all up here and lock them in. They're all there.
That group is called The Legend, 1968, and that song was called Portrait of Youth. And they had 345s and two albums on the Megaphone label. Dragonfly was their biggie. Talk to us, Randy and Barry.
Well, what's happening, Rick?
Well, we're just here trying to get through this thing, man, and it's an animal. The beast is hard to tame today.
Oh, I know.
Well, what was it like being in the music scene when you were back there? You guys aren't still doing music, are you?
I am.
Oh, yeah.
Are you? So it never leaves your bloodstream, does it?
Yeah, it's in my bones. I mean, I'm playing in a group called Twisted Hams.
Oh, yes.
Our Christmas, I know. Yeah, our Christmas album. So,
I know you guys, yeah.
Yeah. I'm still doing it.
Well, talk a little bit about The Legend and some of your highlight moments. We don't have a lot of time, but please embellish us a little bit about what it was like being with The Legend and what y'all did.
Well, you got to remember, I was just a country boy. I was just a little El Paso guy in California, and it was overwhelming. We got an opportunity to record in some real fine studios, and this guy that you got on the other line, Barry,
drummer.
He would help me out because they'd send me in there to do my lead, and I would be so nervous. I mean, I couldn't even count. And so whenever it was come up time for me to come in with my lead, he would cue me, and then he would be counting along, and then he would cue me to get out. So I owe everything to Barry for my lead.
Well, Barry's one of those phenomenal drummers. There was five of us, actually, that lived within two or three blocks of each other. It was Gene Bailey from the Motivators, myself, Barry Davis, Johnny Thompson, and Buddy Thompson. All five of us were within two or three blocks. And Randy, I remember so much about Barry those days and everything, and seeing you guys play. Barry was a guitar player as well and writes songs, so he's a phenomenal musician.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm here. I'm still kicking.
Well, so good to have you guys with us today. Thank you for joining in.
Let me ask you this. What should people remember from that era? And I presume you both can still remember that era.
Oh, yeah. The thing that sticks out in my head is the hippies on Sunset, everybody doing the peace sign, walking around with paints on their face. You know, just, the love ends at Griffith Park. I mean, it was unbelievable.
And the memories are there. All right. Well, thank you guys for sharing that with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Y'all take your reason. We're going to drop off of you, but thank you very much for calling in. Rick Kern, thank you for producing this. We got another hour to go with this stuff. Are you going to be ready?
I'm going to be ready, and hopefully the next one will go a little bit smoother. When you got commercials and everything to plug in with all this, it's hard to keep it.
Isn't that terrible that they run commercials in this show?
You know,
it's just one of those things we could do without.
What I would like to do is, you know, first of all, tell you all a little bit about, before we go into this last group.
We have one more commercial break we're about to hit. You want to wait for that?
Yeah, I'll wait for that.
Okay, commercial break. Rick Kern's here and Sam Stevenson. And these guys were admitted they were in that era and they're still functional.
Yeah, they're
even
doing
better.
Fine.
And you got
they're
them
like
up
on. The, what is it, canned hams or whatever the band he was
in? Oh, yeah. That's a real thing right now.
I think it's great.
I know one of the guys named Lambert's in it as well.
Twisted hams.
Twisted hams. It's even Twisted stranger ham. Than you might think. We'll meet him in person one day. All right, taking a break here. And you have him on Facebook or no?
Yeah, I'm working on that right now.
But that'll be, and take a look at Facebook. You said it was over 10,000 people.
Almost 10,800 people.
Let's not disappoint. Let's bring some more music back after the break, shall we?
Okay, we shall do that.
Taking a break.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
Root Insurance could save you up to 52% on your car insurance. Here's how it works. Root uses an app to base rates primarily on how you drive. Since we don't insure bad drivers, you don't have to pay for their accidents. We designed car insurance entirely around your smartphone. Just download the Root app and drive around for a few weeks. The app measures your driving behavior, so good drivers could get the rate they deserve. And with Root, you have everything you need, right at your fingertips, from your policy to claims to repairs. Root proves that big coverage can come in a small package with an even smaller price tag. So download the app. If you're a good driver, you could save up to 52% on your car insurance. And that leaves you extra money to buy something you really want. Not available in all states. Savings based on national reviews reported by actual customers. Form 1. We reserve the right to refuse to quote any individual or premium rate for the insurance advertised herein. Download the Root app today. That's R-O-O-T.
Nature Valley brings that satisfying crunch that gets your family going again with real delicious honey and whole grain oats. So get out here. Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars. The original crunch.
Asking your kids how their day was isn't enough these days. Why? Because 1 in 5 young Americans struggle with a mental health or learning disorder, but nearly 2/3 of them will never get help. Talking about mental health has the power to reduce stigma and to make the person suffering feel less isolated. Let's start the conversation this year. You can get tips to help at iHeartRadio.com/talk. This has been brought to you by the Child Mind Institute and iHeartRadio.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We are moving rapidly through all this. Just a quick notice, the Smeltertown Asarco exhibit is still on at the Centennial Museum. They'll be in here in a couple of weeks to tell us about the details on that. It's a really cool exhibit, by the way, Melissa. What do you got?
I have the Sunset Film Society and the International Museum of Art is presenting the Free Movie Saturday at the museum with film historian Jay Duncan as your host. And Jay's pick for Saturday, January 4th, is Citizen Kane, which is today at 2 p.m. Always free admission, free parking, and they have freshly popped theater popcorn, beverages, candy, and snacks available for purchase. And for more information, visit the website or call them at 543-6747 to call the museum for more
details. All right, Rick Kern, when did you first realize you wanted to be a performing musician?
You know, Jackson, in 1963, I would go with my dad on Thursday nights to the Sky Lanes bowling alley, and I would stand in front of the door there and watch this group called Bobby Fuller Four perform. And after Dad got through bowling, we'd go into the club and sit there, and I'd drink my Coke. He'd have his beer, and I'd watch this group, and I'd say, someday, Dad, I want to be like that. I want to be in a group like that and play this kind of music. So move ahead. 5 years later, 1968, the next group you're going to hear was a lead guitar player from the Bobby Fuller Four who joined my band and played with my group for 3 years. It was called The Basic Sound. It was myself, Gail Hageman, Richard Greco, and Joe Alvarez later joined us on trumpet, and, of course, Jim Reese on lead guitar. Ladies and gentlemen, Traveling Band by The Basic Sound.
Interesting stuff you got there, Rick Kern. And there's a lot of music in El Paso, and you guys seem to have a handle on it. Sam, this came out of your library, Sam Stevenson?
Yes, and I have hundreds and hundreds of music. And let me tell you really quick how this started. Several years ago, a friend of mine asked me if I had any El Paso music, and I didn't have much. I had a couple of 45s, maybe a CD, don't remember even who. And he asked me if I could make him a copy, and I said, sure. Well, that started it, and I started thinking, wonder what else is out there. And then it just went, it got to the point where I wanted to get anything and everything I could find.
People sending you stuff?
A friend of mine, Josh Pettibone, helped me with it, a lot of it. But a lot of it I purchased online.
Oh. Well, thank you majority. For sharing your collection with us this
and
morning.
Let me tell you, I, for my own pleasure, I put together some compilation CDs with 20 songs each, and I put together 34 volumes. So that alone right there is like 680 songs.
A lot of stuff going on. We got to take a break and come out for the news, and we'll be back with more of it. We got a whole bunch more to go, right?
Oh, we do.
All right. See you right after the news here at the top of the hour.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting CHOOSE to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes
takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust for as little as $220 per eye.
What's that text again?
Text CHOOSE to 350-350. That's CHOOSE to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text PROUD to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text PROUD to 79645. That's P-R-O-U-D to 79645.
Happy New Year! Woohoo! It's 2020, and I've got a New Year's resolution solution. Scott Lehman here from El Paso Auto Center, and I resolved to help you get a nicer, newer car. We're celebrating 2020 by giving you up to $2,000 more than your old car is worth, and with only $20 down. If your old ride is fuel and pollution, drop it like a bad habit and leave last year behind. Make a resolution that's easy to keep, because my New Year's credit solution is guaranteed to get you approved and driving a nicer, newer car faster than you can say ElPasoAutoCenter.com, even if your credit had a bad year. So stop the commotion and get in motion for just $20 down. That's right, just $20 to start 2020. Last year is done and the new year's begun. Let us make 2020 your best year ever. Come see me on Gateway East, just west of Lee Trevino, or call our resolution hotline at 519-1100. Or see all the cars at ElPasoAutoCenter.com. That's ElPasoAutoCenter.com. I'm Scott Lehman, and I'm a dealer for the people. Woo!
Requires bank approval, $16 for 1,000, borrow 4.9% for 72 months. Negative equity may be refinanced.
For the people. Woo!
Requires bank approval, $16 for 1,000, borrow 4.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Jeffries. More troops are heading to the Middle East after a U.S. airstrike killed Iran's top military leader. Senior defense officials say about 3,000 more soldiers are deploying to the region. Most of the troops will come from the immediate response force of the 82nd Airborne Division. About 750 troops from that unit were sent to Baghdad earlier this week after protesters surrounded the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad. Huge crowds reportedly turned out in Iraq today to mourn the military leaders killed in that U.S. airstrike. Tens of thousands took to the streets amid chants of death to America and no Israel following the airstrike that killed Iranian military commander Qasem Soleimani and a local militia leader. Crowds waving flags and carrying portraits of the two men lined the procession route. Meanwhile, officials in Tehran threatened to punish America and its allies for the attack. The Trump re-election campaign is bolstering its support from evangelical Christians.
A society without religion cannot prosper. A nation without faith cannot endure. Because justice, goodness, and peace cannot prevail without the glory of Almighty God. You know that very well.
President Trump launched an evangelical coalition at a Miami megachurch on Friday and called it one of the most important grassroots movements in American history. He said evangelical Christians worked hard for him in 2016, and he expects more of the same in the upcoming election. A father and daughter are dead after a hunting accident in South Carolina. Jim Forbes has more.
30-year-old Kim Draughty and 9-year-old Lauren Draughty died on Wednesday. They were reportedly shot by other hunters who mistook them for a deer in a wooded area near Walterboro, around 50 miles west of Charleston. Autopsies will be conducted on Sunday. It's unclear whether any charges will be filed. Jim Forbes, NBC News Radio.
The word of the decade is they. The American Dialect Society chose the word they in recognition of its growing use to refer to people who identify their gender as neither male or female. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
The second annual iHeartRadio Podcast Awards return Friday, January 17th. We're honoring podcasters who impacted us the most in the past year.
Watch the live stream on livexlive.com.
The 2020 iHeartRadio Podcast Awards, a true celebration of the podcasts you love. Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage. And they found a better way. Rocket Mortgage.
Push button, get mortgage.
Happy New Year! Woohoo! It's 2020, and I've got a New Year's resolution solution. Scott Lehman here from El Paso Auto Center, and I resolved to help you get a nicer, newer car. We're celebrating 2020 by giving you up to $2,000 more than your old car is worth, and with only $20 down. If your old ride is spewing pollution, drop it like a bad habit and leave last year behind. Make a resolution that's easy to keep, because my New Year's credit solution is guaranteed to get you approved and driving a nicer, newer car faster than you can say ElPasoAutoCenter.com. Even if your credit had a bad year. So stop the commotion and get in motion for just $20 down. That's right, just $20 to start 2020. Last year is done and the new year's begun. Let us make 2020 your best year ever. Come see me on Gateway East, just west of Lee Trevino, or call our resolution hotline at 519-1100. Or see all the cars at ElPasoAutoCenter.com. That's ElPasoAutoCenter.com. I'm Scott Lehman, and I'm a dealer for the people. Woo!
Requires bank approval, $16 for 1,000, borrow 4.9% for 72 months, negative equity may be refinanced.
What are we watching on TV these days? Celebrities arguing? Staged romances? Political experts spatting like children? If you want TV that stimulates your brain, check out Curiosity Stream. Thousands of documentaries and shows covering history, nature, food, science, and more. And for a limited time this holiday season, Curiosity Stream is 40% off with promo code IHEART, making a year subscription just $11.99. Go to curiositystream.com/iHeart now to sign up.
The season with family and friends at the Winterfest Ice Skating Rink. Go to epwinterfest.com for details.
That is the call of a ring-tailed lemur resonating through the wild lands of Madagascar. And that familiar sound is the call of an African elephant from the vast savannas of northern Kenya. These animals speak different languages, but they both have the same story to tell. Their species are in trouble, their habitats are being altered at a rapid rate, and damaged habitat means less food and less places to live. While we have reintroduced more than 40 endangered species, we cannot return them to a home that does not exist. Rescuing an animal is only half the battle. So please join San Diego Zoo Global Wildlife Conservancy in our efforts to preserve and conserve the native habitats of our endangered species and ensure that the wild places are filled with the wild calls of their inhabitants for generations to come. Join us now at endextinction.org.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for podcasts of this radio show, ephistory.com. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton.